In our previous show, we began a discussion about the respect one has to show to food. And actually, there's a siman in Shulchan Aruch HaRechaim, siman kuf ayin aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, oysa adam tzroch v'pas, a person could do different functions with his bread. However, v'hani mili dolem ma'aspe, only if it won't get ruined by doing so. And the Mishnah Berurah says that whatever halacha we speak about bread also applies to other food as well. Ava mida de maspeh, continues the Shulchan Aruch, if by doing what you're doing the food gets ruined, loy, you may not do so. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're doing this, you're processing food for a refuah, or it's any tzorich for a person, if it's any tzorich for a person, the halacha is that, especially if that's the way, if that's what people do with this food, in those days it was common to want to smear himself, to anoint himself with food, then the halacha is we could be more make. Moreover, I saw that the Paiskim suggest, we've been speaking in our shiurim about bread. The bread is more significant than all other food. So the Paiskim say, when we say bread, we don't mean specifically bread. It's anything that's in the category of baked, of a bare mine mezonos. Moreover, when we speak about tzoruch refuah, we don't only speak about making a medicine out of food, but even making a bandage, a plaster, it's mutter to make it out of, it's mutter to make it out of food. However, again, I sort of poskim suggest that bizman hazeh, in the time of the Gemara, they didn't have that many chemicals, they didn't have that many processed foods. So, since they didn't have that many processed food, they used many basic food items for their personal hygiene, for laundry. Bizman hazeh, there is no heter. When you could buy detergent or soap, you shouldn't use milk. The Mishnah Berurah just said that if it's the minig ha'olam to use food for a certain purpose, then you could use it if it's tzorich ha'adam. So I saw two interesting halachas. Let's say somebody's cooking something. And it's very common when somebody's cooking something, they take a taste and then they expel it from their mouth. So the Paiskim say that's called minig olam. That's the way people cook. And that isn't called bizui oichel. And then I saw a very interesting chiddush. Let's say someone is machmer. I come to a place and I'm served food that I don't normally eat. So now, what do I do? I don't want to make a big announcement that I am machmer not to eat this food. I don't want to make an announcement that I'm fasting today. It's not a fast day. But on the other hand, I don't want to eat something that I don't want to eat or I'm fasting. So the Paiskim say that also is included in the category of tzarech ha'adam, and I could dispose of the food even though it's good food. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, helkich ein menichen al abosachai, don't put raw meat on bread, vein mevin al avkois mole, don't put over it a full cup of liquid that it could get ruined. Don't use it to support your bowl. Imhi malaya dover. If your bowl is full of a content, shem yipol ala pas. If those contents fall on the bread, yimas, it will become non-edible. Vein noitel mayadayim. Don't use for washing yayin, wine, bein chai, bein mozik, wine that's diluted in that, afilu netilish ena tzarech achila, even if it's not washing for when the halacha requires you to wash, because, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, when the halacha requires us to wash, so you have to use water. So, of course, using a different liquid is just wasting that liquid because you're not accomplishing anything. But even when you're washing because you need to wash, because you want to wash your hands and you could use water, then the halacha is that you should use water and not another liquid that will go to waste. As far as Mayim Achroinim, there I saw that the Paiskim are a little more lenient, and the reason is very obvious, because we know how strict Chazal were about Mayim Achroinim. Vein Zarkim Apas B'Shum B'Zayin Eichem, one should never throw bread. And again, the Mishnah Berurah points out that bread is more significant than all other foods. The reason is, as the Be'er Heitav says, because bread is the most staple food item. That's why the halacha is that one should always treat bread with great respect. Don't keep it in a nice bag. Don't treat it disrespectfully. It's interesting, the Pesach can say that it happens particularly at the Shabbos table. If somebody has many people sitting at the table, so he's sitting at the head of the table and the people all the way down the table, people sometimes may come to throw the bread. It's also, one's not allowed to do that. He should pass the bread down, pass the challah down to the person who is going to who eats it. Moreover, the Paiskim say that one should be careful to clear the bread off the table, particularly before you're going to start washing the table, because you may wash the table with something moist and that will ruin the bread on the table. Ukshem says the Shulchan Aruch Shem Par Zorkim is a pass, just like you're not allowed to throw bread. Kain Zorkim Oichum on the Mechosim Aydei Chila, any food that gets ruined through throwing it, one should not throw. Avamida the Loi Memes, something that doesn't get ruined, Kigoyen Agoizim Rimoinim Chafishushim, nuts that that you can throw. The Gemara says, the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gemara that we began at the beginning of our shir, that the Gemara says that you're not allowed to serve food that's edible to people, to animals. Here the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, well, which we began with at the beginning of the shir. Shroim Eichel Menachem Al Aretz, when you see food on the ground, also Leilach Ulanicham, you're not allowed to leave them, El Tzorach Lagbiyam. So as we said, that the Aloch is that you should try to pick it up, if not possible, at least try to push it to the side. Moreover, it seems that the Paiskim suggest that particularly bread we have to treat in a more serious way than other foods, but it seems that all foods we should not leave on the floor. Even though we just quoted, the Mishnah Berurah quoted, we quoted the Gemara Masechta Tainis, Daf Chof, the Machl Adam, Ein Machilin L'Behemis. However, the Paiskim say, if the food is no longer edible to human beings, So then, of course, you'll have to serve that food to animals. And moreover, if you could buy animal food, but the person, for whatever reason, animal food is more expensive, it's more difficult for the person to obtain the animal food. Of course, the Isser of Tsar Bal Chaim, the Isser of Tsar Bal Chaim takes precedent. The Bir Halacha in Divrei HaMaskil Hilchach quotes Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, Soif Simen Shin Nun, Osa Ligram La'oichlim, She Asr Ba'ano. You're not allowed to cause food to become Osa Ba'ano, Kigoyin Little Yisrael Mesim, to put the food on a mace, that anything that comes in contact with a mace, we know, becomes Osa Ba'ano. And therefore, you just have to be careful. The Halacha, the Gemara Masechta Nida, says you're not allowed to leave overnight onion or garlic or eggs. So the Halacha is, you have to be careful to make sure that those foods are taken care of properly. They shouldn't go to waste. Similarly, one has to be very careful to keep his food, his fleishiks and his milchiks separate. Because if you don't keep your fleishiks in milchiks separate, then you may come to that they should get mixed, and then it'll become Osir Bahano. There's also a very interesting word from the Bnei Yisachar, who says that maybe included in what we're discussing in our shir is that one, if a food is mutter to be eaten, al pidin, and you want to be machmer not to eat the food, that may be in the concept of Bizi Oichon. The food is meant to be eaten. If halachically the food may be eaten, you shouldn't cause that it shouldn't be eaten. And in fact, he quotes the Shalom, the Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Ches Amud Aleph says, Godel Hanenem Yigi Kapoy Yoisem Yerushmayim. So he explains, what does the Gemara mean? Godel Hanenem Yigi Kapoy. If somebody has food that Miyagi Kappa, he learned, he was Miyagea learning, and according to the way he came out from his learning, that food may be eaten. So it isn't the Yerushmayim not to eat the food. It's a Yerushmayim. Yerushmayim is to eat the food because it's Mutar Pidin. The Gemara discusses in Masechta Chulin, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, that he didn't want to, the Tanoim, and many people have this minig, that they don't eat food, that they don't eat food that there was a Rav had a paskin if it's kosher. So the Bnei Yisachar says that is in a situation where the psak was based on a svara. So whenever we speak about a svara, the svara could be debated if it's a correct svara. So in such a situation, you could say, I want to be machmer and I want to avoid the shaila. But in a situation where it's clear what the halacha is, then the halacha is, you should eat the food, says the Bnei Yisachar. God on that, and on the contrary, I once saw the Paiskim suggest, if you don't eat, you're not pikiris. Because if the halacha is that it's mutter, and you're saying I'm not eating what the halacha says is mutter, you're going against the halacha. Another place where these shailas come up is when there's an oifruf, and people throw candies or different food at the chosin. It has to be thrown in a way that the food will remain edible, and it's done in a respectful way. So just to throw food that's going to end up on the floor, that nobody's going to eat that food, you're not allowed to. You're only allowed to throw it. If you want to throw it in a bag so the food will remain clean, or throw it in a wrapper. But to throw it in a way that you're going to ruin the food is prohibited. Moreover, to make different decorations or projects out of food is usur. Another halacha, I once was at an affair where they didn't serve the soup in a bowl. They apparently baked some sort of a challah roll or different type of roll and then scooped out the whole inside and filled the whole inside of that roll with soup. So I think that that's a tremendous bizi oichlin. It's a bizi oichlin on two levels. It's a bizi oichlin because obviously when they scooped out the inside of that roll, they probably disposed of that. And we started our shiur, we spoke in the previous shiur, that included in this concept, Rashi says, is a Torah chosam amayim shi Yisrael, that we need to be respectful and not let food go to waste. This is called making food go to waste. Moreover, it was quite obvious at that wedding, most people ate the soup, but they didn't eat the roll that the soup came in. The vast majority of people disposed of, had that roll thrown into the garbage. So, yes, the Pais can discuss that obviously no one eats leftovers of food at a wedding. Besides that, nobody will eat those leftovers. It's not legal to serve those leftovers. Everything that's brought out to the table needs to be disposed of. Very understandable. So nobody could go around to every guest and tell them you have to eat up everything on your plate. However, to serve something that you know up front is going to be thrown out, that probably is also. Because it's appropriate to read the words of the Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Chof Tes. Zeder Chassidim Anshe Meisim. This is the way Chassidim and Anshe Meisim act. Oivim Shalom, they love peace. V'smeichim B'Toiv Abris, they're happy for people's success. U'mekavnos L'Torah, they try to bring everybody close to the way of the Torah. And they don't let even a mustard seed go to waste. When they see waste and destruction, it bothers them. If they could save something from getting wasted, they'll do whatever they can. Rishoyim act just the opposite. Smeichim b'shash chosos ha'olam. They're satisfied. They're happy to see destruction. V'heima mashchisim. They're people that waste. B'mida sh'odim moidim. In a way a person acts, says the chinuch bom moidim loy. Klaima hu lidbak lo'olam. K'nem shlem somach le'ed lo yinakara. If you're happy with good things, you're happy to see positive, constructive, then you will be satisfied. The chafetz b'toiv, the samach boy, somebody wants to see things done nicely, properly, not wasted. Nafshoy b'tov tolon lo'olam. He will have good forever, and he ends off zayidua mefursam. We have to be careful in respecting the food HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us.